More migrants will undoubtedly land on Europe's shores, and with them, more such tensions. Afghans and Syrians are still fleeing desperate situations in their countries. Joining them are Asians and Africans who have fallen into poverty because of soaring food and fuel prices, both linked to the war in Ukraine. COVID-19 seems to have caused migrants to delay their attempts at reaching Europe, not abated them. Climate change will no doubt prompt more to try their luck. For now, it is causing unseasonably warm weather, helping keep sea and land crossing routes open for longer, points out Hugo Brady of the International Centre for Migration Policy Development in Vienna. Europe is in little mood to take them in. What generosity of spirit might exist has been soaked up by the arrival of nearly 5 million Ukrainians, recorded as having received asylum-like protection in the EU since the start of the war. In contrast to 2015, the economy is heading for recession, crimping both potential job opportunities for migrants and the tax receipts to support them. Some places are already struggling. In Austria, asylum seekers have been put up in tents, to the dismay of NGOs. In the Netherlands, a baby died in a migrant reception centre in August. An increase in small boats crossing the Channel prompted Britain to agree to pay France to patrol its beaches to detect and prevent migrants setting off. The revival of the migrant crisis, even if on a smaller scale than the previous one, poses two problems for Europe. The first is at national level. Helping Ukrainian women and children flee Russia's bombs is popular enough with voters. Taking in what are often male economic migrants from farther afield is not. Angela Merkel, then German Chancellor, in 2015 said that "Wir schaffen das," we can manage. Few share that sentiment today. Populist politicians have gained ground across the bloc. Take Sweden, once relatively welcoming to asylum seekers. It is now run by a government that relies on support from an anti-migrant party. The second problem is one of coordination. Europe's approach to dealing with migration is a mess of national and EU policies. Southern Europeans resent rules that force potential refugees to apply for asylum in the first country they arrive at, often a coastal one like Greece and Italy. They would like their fellow EU members to share the burden by agreeing to resettle migrants, most of whom would rather end up in places like Germany anyway. Northerners will agree only to a voluntary scheme, which has not worked well. That has eroded trust. Southerners, for their part, are accused of flouting the rules by mistreating asylum seekers and nudging them to travel to other EU countries to seek refuge. As a result, border controls that were once abolished within the bloc have made an unwelcome return in many countries. Improvements since 2015 have largely focused on keeping migrants out. Frontex, the EU's border agency, has been bolstered. Countries such as Libya and Turkey, through which many migrants come to Europe, have been paid to help stem the flow, even at the cost of supporting dodgy regimes. But having failed to block migrant arrivals, Europe will now have to deal with them. That is where it failed in 2015, and it still does not have a plan.